Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Faith is risky. In fact, faith will always push us one more step beyond what we can control. The Christmas story in Matthew's gospel challenges Joseph to practice a faith, a risky faith that moves him beyond what he can control. Here, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. You see, Joseph discovers that the young woman he is supposed to marry is pregnant. How she got pregnant, he does not know. So what will he do with Mary? The religious system of the day says he has the right to treat her as an adulterer. According to the law, he can present her to be stoned to death for her unfaithfulness. But Joseph decided to be a bit more gracious and considerate. He will quietly divorce her, and they will each go their own way. One might say that Joseph is being a bit soft on sin since he is not bringing this adulterer before the religious authorities for her rightful punishment. And then the plot thickens. The story gets really interesting. The practice of God-sized faith becomes even more risky. Here, verses 20 and 21. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Joseph is left with a choice. He can do what he felt was right and just, or he can follow the instruction he heard in his dream. Joseph can take a risk on faith. He can move forward and walk alongside Mary. He can risk what others may say. You see, to everyone around, Joseph's decision does not make logical sense or even religious sense. If we're honest, the entire Christmas story does not make sense. For generations of people, God has been patient. He has watched his people move further and further away from a relationship with him. The logical move would be for God to bring swift punishment upon such a sinful people. Instead, God places himself at risk. He sends his son into the world as a babe, born to two unknown people. This son grows to become a man who lives a perfect life and then dies a cruel death at the hands of the religious and political leaders of that day. Rather than punishing the guilty people for their sins, God's risky move of faith invites all people to receive his gift. Joseph stepped out on faith. God stepped down in faith. What will be my step of faith? Dear God, you know how I like to be in control. You know how I like to be in control even in my relationship with you. Yet faith calls me to move beyond what I can control. Help me to take steps this Christmas to trust you, to place my faith in you over my reputation, over my need for security, over my fears of what may happen. Amen.